From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, Samsung Electronics' second quarter operating profit estimate shows its streak of quarterly records continuing at nearly 90 trillion won, or more than 58 billion U.S. dollars, amid the AI boom. President Lee Jae-myung departs for Ankara, the capital of Turkey, to attend the NATO summit at the invitation of NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. And heavy showers are forecast for Wednesday, with some areas expected to get 200 millimeters of rain by Thursday and possibly even more. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Cha. Samsung Electronics has released its second quarter operating profit estimate, and its streak of quarterly records continues with a figure of nearly 90 trillion won, or more than 58 billion U.S. dollars. Strong demand for semiconductors and the global AI boom appeared to have fueled the stellar performance by the tech giant. Natalie Kwan has more.
Samsung Electronics has announced record earnings for the third consecutive quarter on the back of the ongoing semiconductor supercycle. The company said Tuesday that its estimated operating profit for the second quarter of 2026 is 89.4 trillion won, or 58.4 billion U.S. dollars. That's a 19-fold increase year-on-year. The company's estimated operating profit for the second quarter alone is more than double its operating profit for all of last year, and also exceeds the sum total of the figures for all of 2023, 2024, and 2025. Excluding provisions for employee bonuses, the tech giant's second quarter operating profit is estimated to have topped 106 trillion won. Sales for the April to June period surged 129.3% year-on-year to a record 171 trillion won. Though the company didn't provide a breakdown of its earnings for each business division, observers attribute the exceptional performance to strong global investment in artificial intelligence infrastructure. They say the Device Solutions Unit, which handles the semiconductor business, most likely led the gains. The company's earnings guidance exceeded the market consensus, but its shares closed down almost 7% as investors took the announcement as a sign of trend exhaustion. Samsung Electronics is scheduled to release its final earnings report with details on the performance of each business division at the end of this month. Natalie Kwan, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung has departed for Ankara, Turkey to attend the NATO summit. Ahead of his departure on Tuesday, he posted on X that he intends to expand South Korea's role in achieving global peace and security at NATO, continuing efforts from his participation at the Group of Seven summit in France last month. Referring to NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte's recent praise of South Korea's fantastic defense industrial base, he said he was proud of the country's global competitiveness and status as a responsible contributor to international peace and security. During his first NATO meeting at Rutte's invitation, he is scheduled to participate in an Indo-Pacific Forum discussion with leaders from Japan, Australia, and New Zealand, as well as the NATO chief. The South Korean leader will also give a keynote speech during a session of the NATO Summit Defense Industry Forum, then attend an official welcome dinner hosted by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and the First Lady. Heavy showers are expected on Wednesday, and some areas could get up to 200 millimeters of precipitation by Thursday, or even more. Authorities have already strengthened their landslide warnings for most of the country. Rosenbach has more.
Rainfall of around 100 millimeters was recorded in parts of the Chungcheong region and in North Gyeongsang province on Tuesday, prompting the issuance of heavy rain advisories in areas such as Yongdong and Kimcheon. Although the rain clouds have since moved east, wet conditions will return early Wednesday morning. The weather forecast shows most regions will experience showers, especially northern Gyeonggi province and inland areas of northern Gangwon province, which could see downpours of around 30 millimeters per hour. But there will be a slight break before the rain intensifies again in the evening. The Korea Meteorological Administration says downpours will continue into Thursday, with more than 200 millimeters of rain a possibility for parts of North Jeolla province and South Chungcheong province. Other areas in the central region, including Seoul, are expected to get anywhere from 50 millimeters to more than 150, while the southern part of the country could get up to 120 millimeters. Days of heavy rain bring an increased risk of landslides. Earlier, the Korea Forest Service strengthened its landslide crisis warning by a notch, issuing a caution for all parts of the country except Jeju Island. Authorities are advising people to stay away from landslide-prone areas such as mountains, valleys, and damaged terrain, as well as rivers and other waterways which can suddenly swell due to increased rainfall. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Amendments to a law on communications networks passed with the aim of rooting out disinformation online are now in force. The revisions to the Act on Promotion of Information and Communications Network Utilization and Information Protection took effect Tuesday, requiring operators of online platforms with at least 1 million daily users to devise procedures and policies on the reporting and handling of false information. Platforms that meet that standard include YouTube, Instagram, X, and Facebook. The platforms have the authority to delete, block, or restrict posts alleged to contain disinformation and can also suspend user accounts. In such cases, they are required to share information on the relevant procedures both with the complainant and the person who uploaded the problematic post. Hanwha Ocean has lost its bid to supply Canada with modern diesel submarines after German shipbuilder ThyssenKrupp Marine System was announced as the preferred choice. Speaking at a naval base in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Monday, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said it was a difficult, close decision as both sides met the capabilities of the Royal Canadian Navy and put forward strong proposals to maximize benefits for Canadian workers and businesses. Carney said that should negotiations with TKMS for a final deal fall through, Canada retains the right to designate Hanwha as the preferred supplier to enter negotiations. Calling both South Korea and Germany critical strategic partners, Carney said he had spoken with President Lee Jae-myung on the phone over the weekend and discussed various topics, including the submarine project. The Canadian Prime Minister said there are many other areas where the two countries are cooperating and moving forward in their relationship. Prosecutors have approved the emergency arrest of a police investigation team leader accused of destroying evidence in connection with a Gwangju murder case in which the victim was a high school girl. The Gwangju District Prosecutor's Office on Monday approved the police request to arrest the lead investigator at the Gwangju Gwangsan Police Station after police apprehended him without a warrant in the morning on suspicion of evidence tampering. The emergency arrest without a prior warrant is allowed only under limited circumstances, such as concerns of flight risk, with prosecutors reportedly considering the seriousness of the case. A day after approving the arrest, prosecutors on Tuesday conducted a search and seizure operation targeting the Gwangju Gwangsan police station and the former investigation team, citing allegations including destruction of evidence and disclosure of official secrets. Prosecutors plan to analyze the seized materials to determine whether there was any collusion between the investigation team and murder suspect Chang Yun-gi's father, an active duty police officer. Former South Korean national football team head coach Paolo Bento has reportedly expressed interest in returning to the now vacant position and conveyed his intentions to the Korea Football Association. The KFA official said Tuesday that Bento recently communicated his interest through an acquaintance within the association, although no formal application has yet been submitted to the KFA's National Teams Committee. The head coach position became vacant after Hong Myung-bo stepped down following South Korea's failure to reach the round of 32 at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index dipped 395.02 points, or 4.91% on Tuesday, to close at 7,656.31. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.